My guests today are the British duo Turin Breaks, Ollie Knight and Gail Parajanian, have been here before as a guitar and vocals duo. Today they bring the full band in. They join me in the studio after this performance of They Can't Buy Sunshine from the new album Jack in a Box.
Can't Buy the Sunshine is the way that Turin Breaks' new album, Jack in the Box, begins, and the way our session begins today. And it's probably just been logistics every time, but this is the first time we've had the full band here, I think, also.
Yeah.
Which is, God, that sounds great.
They'll be pleased that you said that.
Oh, well, give them all names.
Okay, well, the drummer is Rob Allam, who also plays for people like the High Llamas and things. The keyboard player is Little Phil Martin. We don't know why we call him Little. It just suits him. And this is Eddie Meyer. And the bass and the keys are from Brighton, and Rob is from Essex, which is right next to London.
And you recorded this album in Brixton, which is in South London.
That's right.
I got to get all the geography set. But you did it in your own studio this time. And why? Why did you do it that way?
It was a bit of a reaction to the second record, which we made in LA with a whole bunch of incredibly good sort of LA musician guys and a producer, and they were kind of his crack team of expert musicians, and it was a lot of fun, and it was like 2 weeks of chaos, and in the end we sort of discovered an album at the end of it, but this time we thought, well, let's not do it that way, let's take our time, we've never recorded. We've always recorded really quickly, and we've always wanted to record slowly, but we've just, never been able to. And this time we thought, well, let's build our own studio. It will cost us nothing, and we can spend, 3 months layering up music. And me and Gail just sat there and did most of it without too much help from anyone, which was very rewarding and lovely.
That's Ollie Knight's talking now. Now, Gail, describe the studio that you guys made. Where is it?
Well, it's in a kind of a big complex with lots of units, so there's lots of different businesses there. I think the rent's quite low because most of the businesses seem to go bust pretty quick, I've noticed. But essentially, it's just a room, and we built a soundproof room inside it, and we've got a tie line coming out of it, and that's kind of it, really. It's big enough to just fit the five of us in it and play, but the equipment's pretty basic, you know. For us, it's amazing, you know.
But how freeing, though, to be able to not worry about time and, you know. So what period of time did this take? Was this last winter?
Summer.
Summer.
Yeah, it took a season, basically. Wow. The album lasted a whole season in the making.
Wow. So what's it like to play these songs out live? It must be great.
These songs are great. They're really, because they're really direct and slightly, I don't know, I guess simpler than, mm-hmm. than the second album's tracks. You can kind of really get behind them, and they just work really well as a five-piece. So I think we're probably having a bit more fun with these new songs.
I would agree with that assessment. They're very straightforward, and that's yeah. you can hear the hook right away.
Yeah.
Something I love. Anyway, what do you guys want to do next?
I think we'll do a song called "Feeling Oblivion," which is from our debut, the Optimist LP.
Excellent.
Cub Scouts are screaming, eating ice creaming, and all the pleasures of June. I'm in a park car, flowers seem friendly, and people and hallways fill rooms. Now it is nighttime, maybe we're cruising, avoiding the empty cruise. Well, I don't really know. Promise to take me somewhere else. By the time fear takes me over, we still be rolling, feeling in my ears, like a man with glasses catching a sunbeam, burning the skin of a kid. Hyperreal fragments disturbing the stagnance of almighty fear. Well, I'll just go under the thank you.
Turin Breaks are live in the studio today on the cafe, and that's when it goes all the way back to The Optimist, all the way back to 2001. Now, that was the album that kind of got things started when it got nominated for the Mercury Prize and all that. I was reading as you guys were getting ready for this, and you really felt you've been on a treadmill kind of since then. And I would think that would be kind of not a good thing for creativity.
Well, it's weird, you know. It's you get sort of sucked in to the way the business of music works, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Like,
but I think the key is to learn how to make it work for you, you know, and that's what's happened on this record. Is I think we feel freer, you know, and we feel like, okay, maybe we've had to slightly descale our ideas about how big we can be or how much stuff we can do, but in a way, by becoming a little simpler and a little more streamlined, we're more in control of what we're doing. So I think we're much happier about things now these days, you know.
And you became a father relatively recently, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. About almost exactly 3 months ago. Yeah.
Wow, that's a little baby.
Yep. Right.
Well, we won't keep you long here, so you can get home. No, you want to do something else from the new one?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do a song called Over and Over Again.
Over and Over, another one from Turin Breaks, Holly Knights, and Gail Parajanian. And Gail, have either of you guys ever thought of bringing an electric on stage, or do you ever?
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
every night.
Oh, okay. Never
both
mind.
Both of us.
Yeah, I was wondering because you have such a, you have both have incredible pedal boards, and I said I can't just be completely for their acoustics.
No, we bring in electrics now. We kind of gave up on the pure. In fact, we never really were pure acoustic. Even on the first album, Gail mm-hmm. played electrics sometimes, but we waited to find the right sound with the electric guitars, and we definitely found it now. So.
Yeah, I was wondering how, because Gail, you played so much slide stuff. How you can, you know, keep the sustain going on just an acoustic? It's difficult.
It's magic, really. What I do.
He does it with his feet, friends. That's all I can say. Turn Breaks are our guests. And what would you guys like to finish up with?
I think we're going to finish up with a song called "Forever" from Jack in the Box. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh.
Another one from Jack in a Box, which is filled with some really, really fine new tunes from Turn Breaks. That is "Forever," finishing up our set today. Ollie, Gail, everybody, thank you so much for playing live.
No problem. Thanks for having us again.